Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with LearnVisualStudio.net. When our app launches, it'll need to ascertain the current GPS position and then update the map control. And that could take a little bit of time. And we want to give the user some feedback, some visual feedback that all is fine, the application is still working. And so we're going to do that in this lesson. So here's the game plan. First of all, we're going to create a new progress indicator object and tell our system tray when it needs to display the progress indicator and when it needs to hide it. And then secondly, to accomplish that, I'm going to create a little helper method that'll show or hide our new progress indicator. So it's hard to visualize exactly what the system tray and the progress indicator look like in an app. So I use an example straight off of this web page on MSDN, and it helps me see what I'm working with here. Take a look at the little transparent purple system tray at the very top. You can see that I set the foreground color to yellow. So the system tray is that ever-present little bar at the very top. Sometimes it's hidden depending on what you're doing with your phone. But as you can see, the current time is part of the system tray. And if I were to click on the tray, you can see that the battery and the network strength is also part of the system tray as well. And so what you can do is create a progress indicator object and then give it to the system tray to use as the current progress indicator for our app. And then we can show and hide that progress indicator at will. So as you can see right now, I have a progress indicator going across the very top. It's those little red dots that keep appearing. They catch up with each other and then they continue on. And so in our app, I'm going to use a progress bar to provide feedback initially when the app is determining its GPS position and then populating the map control. And so I'm going to write some logic that will hide and show the progress indicator as I need it. So our first job here, our first matter of business is just to close down this little example. Back in our Around Me app, I want to create a progress indicator when the main page has loaded. So in our main page loaded event, right before we update the map, what I want to do is I'm going to reference the system tray. And as you can see, I don't need to do anything special. It's already part of the Microsoft.phone.shell that we've added to, let's see if that's part of this. It's part of our using statement for the namespace we already have loaded by default. So we're getting a reference to our system tray. And then we're going to call the progress indicator. We're going to set the progress indicator into a new instance of progress indicator. All right, so that is our app's progress indicator to work with. And now what we want to do is actually show and hide it. So to do that, I'm going to create a little helper method. I guess I'll put it right here. And it'll be private static void set progress indicator. And we'll pass in whether we want it visible or not. So is visible is a boolean. And then what we'll do is just call the system tray dot system tray dot progress indicator dot is indeterminate. And is indeterminate means that it'll just keep going and going and going. It's not like a true progress indicator where we're at 30%, 40%, 50%, ooh, 100%, you're finished. So it is indeterminate. I'll go ahead and set that to whatever the value is. We usually probably could just leave that on to true all the time. It wouldn't hurt anything. And then the biggie is visible, and we'll set that as well. Okay, so now we can turn it on and off based on what we pass in. And now we just need to use this little helper method. So now that we have it, we're going to use it in our potentially long-running update map method. In fact, we're going to update the user on the progress by changing the text of the progress indicator throughout the various states of the update map method as well. So right here, we're going to set the progress indicator equal to true, so we're turning it on. And then also system tray dot progress indicator dot text equals getting GPS location. And then after we've gotten the location, I'm going to go system tray dot progress indicator dot text equals acquired. And then at the very end here, I'll go set progress indicator false. So we'll turn it off. And so let's go ahead and run it. Now, if your internet connection is fast, you might blink and miss the action here. But if the user has poor reception on their phone, it could be the only thing letting them know that the app is still functioning. Okay, there's going, getting GPS location. And yeah, we didn't really see the message of acquiring. However, we did see the first part, the getting GPS location part. Okay, in the interest of making our update map method a little more robust, what I'm going to do is actually wrap a try catch around, let's say, right here. So I'm going to do try. I'm going to move all of this inside of the try. And then, let me go ahead and move some of this stuff in. And then, I want to catch two potential scenarios here. Catch unauthorized access exception. And so here I want to put message box.show location is disabled in phone settings. So basically this, if the user doesn't allow us to use the GPS on the phone, then we need to let them know that that's a problem, and so we want to show them a message that says as much. Or if there's any other problem, then we want to catch that as well, and we'll just do a message box.show ex.message. It's a little bit lazy on our part, but it'll be just fine. And let me go ahead and wrap that with a block. Okay, now I feel better about this. So as we're moving through our project, we're just looking for these opportunities to improve the code a little bit, and so that's a good spot for that. Okay, so just to recap, the big takeaway from this lesson is learning what the system tray is and how to pass it a progress bar that we can show and hide and change the text of to keep users informed about the progress of long-running operations in the app. All right, so we're going to continue on to the next lesson. We'll see you there. Thank you.